from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Rockstar never stopped moving. That's a steal to Drummond. Andre Drummond knocked it free. And Torrey Craig!
No, you gotta be kidding me. Oh, my. Shaq to the floor. Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. That's a timeout. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Billy Donovan is furious right now. Andre Drummond is hurt after all that.
Man, you got to be kidding me.
If that wasn't the most emblematic possession of the Bulls season, I don't know what is.
Wow, bro. Come on now.
Between a steal, a missed dunk with miscommunication, and then an injury, that was your Bulls season in one sequence.
Wow. You know, sometimes it's the Goodfellas treatments that you don't know are coming that hit you. Not the most, but it's like sudden death. It's that surprise. It's that shock factor. Like, Andre Drummond, is he Goodfellas treatment worthy? You know, when you have the best Shaq and a fool play of the whole year, you probably are.
You probably are.
Good choice by Tanny.
And here's what we now know, is that Andre Drummond, he's gone. There ain't nothing you could do about it.
That's right. Close enough.
I was really close.
You'll get it eventually.
Yeah. But seriously, though, I know we got bigger fish to fry.
He's gone, and we couldn't do nothing about it.
Damn it, I was close. You're right. I know we have bigger fish to fry.
But it's a fish to fry.
But the Andre Drummond as a fish is one that we should fry. Because do they as an organization simply not value second-round draft picks? I mean, you and I know this very well, of course, from the Jordan Bell $3.5 million fiasco.
Yeah.
But like, instead of 3 second-round draft picks for a backup center, they decided to try and be competitive and then said backup center goes to the same team that was wanting to give you the 3 second-round draft picks?
It's clearly, if you are to believe the reporting now, that ownership was mandating competitiveness. So they would have been happy to make that trade, but they were told, no, you have to try to get a home playoff series.
Okay.
And so, therefore, they needed Andre Drummond.
All right, so I should not be adding to the list of Arturis Karnishev's concerns that he doesn't think second-round picks are valuable, either for the player that you could get or as part of an asset portfolio that could get you something else down the road.
I think you just need to have it in your portfolio of anger, but not at the top, and then see what happens. It's like, We're going to work through a lot of the stories that are out there right now.
I got you.
There's a lot of puzzle pieces we have to put together.
I know, but let me just tell you that Portfolio of Anger stole the show when they opened for Spiritual Nutsack.
Oh, wow.
They really did.
That's true. I arrived late, so I didn't see them.
Oh,
I was just there for the headline.
You thought it was camp, if memory serves, or the Lumineers.
Yeah, who could tell the difference?
But I don't know. Portfolio of Anger, really, really good. Really good.
This is not a portfolio of anger. This is a joyful morning show. Mully and Haw are live at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage Thursday, July 18th from 6 to 10 a.m. And you could be there, too, in their live studio audience. They're going to have special guests in attendance. And you have a shot to win a pair of tickets to that performance before the end of the show. All you have to do is wait for what you to hear.
Hey, we're not asphalting or cutting the lawn here.
When you do hear that, just call 312-540-0670 and you can go see Mully and Haw on July 18th.
Gives me an idea for that July 18th show. Bring in some asphalt and have them do some asphalting live there on the stage. Do we have enough room?
That'd be harder work than what we do around here. But, man, so the NBA free agency goes crazy, right? It's very rapid. They do it well as a league. There's a date and a time, and they can program shows and programming around it. and everyone can kind of pay attention to it. And then as soon as that date and time comes, a bunch of news happens. It's amazing. Baseball should really take note of what the NBA has been able to do with the transactional portion of its offseason.
I have nothing to say to that.
I get it.
No response.
Now, would it be more exciting?
Can't wait till next February when we're still waiting for 40% of the free agents to even consider talking to teams.
I believe they call it the lukewarm stove. I think it's a slow burn. I don't know what your sport calls it. But anyway, but if you're a team.
Only you. Find a way to crap all over
my sport. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah.
If you're a team like the Knicks or the Thunder or the Sixers, this has been a very exciting 48 hours to you. You're a contender. You're on the come. You're building. You have aspirations. All those sort of things. If you're a team like the Bulls, I find these last 48 hours to be much more conflicting, personally.
See, we're in different spots.
We are in naturally different spots about this.
Yeah, we really are, because we talked about it in advance of the draft, and I remember I said something that this could be a monumental night, because I was thinking that maybe they could trade Zach and they'll get whatever they draft and it'll be clear what they're doing. And that wasn't, but like, we seem to be in the midst of finally the pivot, dude. It's happening. They're going very, very young. They've admitted that this core doesn't work and they're not going to sit around and wait for Lonzo Ball anymore. They're actually changing things up, and I expect DeMar to be gone. I hope that Zach will be gone. It's possible that Vooch will be gone, and I know it'll be a long, ugly road, but they're prioritizing 2025, which is a loaded draft, and hopefully they're going to be bad enough to keep their pick and not have it confer over to San Antonio, and I celebrate this. So to me, I do feel some excitement and some optimism at what they're doing.
And that is well stated. I admire your ability to get there so quickly. This is really bad in terms of the NBA. You don't have that many assets, and draft picks are not that valuable unless you've got a top pick that also, which is you get by luck because it's a lottery, and it has to be in a great year. Mm-hmm. It's really hard. So you've got to make sure that the things that you have that have value, you either win with them or you sell high on them in order to keep stockpiling your assets. Listen to some of the reports that have been out there about, we'll start with Chris Haynes, about what the levels that they have been going to in terms of creativity to try to get out of Zach LaVine's max contract.
I want to give some context, some background real quick on what happened with Chris Paul. You know, they wanted to see if they could, what Chris Paul would agree to push the guaranteed date back again to give them more time. Chris Paul and his camp, they were not amenable to that. I was told that the Chicago Bulls were trying to get something going with the Golden State Warriors, trying to get a Zach LaVine package together. What I was told, it could have been a Zach LaVine for a Chris Paul or Andrew Wiggins. The Warriors, from how it was explained to me, the Warriors, they didn't feel that was an adequate amount for a deal structure. So things didn't go as planned. So that fell through, which led to the Golden State Warriors choosing to release Chris Paul. And I was told it was Mike Dunleavy, the general manager, who called Chris Paul and gave him the news.
So instead of Zach LaVine, they chose to just release Chris Paul?
Instead of saying...
Is that what I'm hearing
instead,
right there?
Yes. Instead of saying, we will get out of Andrew Wiggins' bad contract, who is $26 million, then $28 million, then a player option for $30 million, in exchange for Zach LaVine's contract, which is $40 million, $43 million, $45 million, and a player option for $49
million. Oof!
Which is... So to be clear, Zach LaVine, worse contract than Andrew Wiggins. But also, to be clear, Zach LaVine, significantly better basketball player. Averages way more points per game. Been an all-star. Better offensive player when healthy. I mean, like these are both bad contracts. They are the same age, basically. That is bad. And so they're like, nah.
I would have been thrilled at that deal.
But if the Warriors like,
minus Zach, give me Wiggins, and then let Chris Paul walk. Absolutely. Let's go.
So the Warriors are like, no, we're good on Zach's contract. We'll just lose Chris Paul for nothing. Okay. All right, fine. How about what Bobby Marks, ESPN front office insider, is saying about what they're trying to do to get rid of Zach LaVine?
Chicago's been trying to move Zach LaVine forever. They can't find any takers just to get off his contract. I don't even think if they attached a first-round pick, teams would take him. So that impacts DeMar DeRozan, because you can't sign DeRozan and keep LaVine, and now you're going into the luxury tax here. So, yeah, the apron is we're going to do a case study 7 years from now on how the apron had dominated the summer of 2024.
Oh, great. Yeah, the apron is another wrinkle on the salary cap, and it's no fun. Trust me, folks, and it doesn't truly matter that much for a team that's not trying to win, like the Bulls right now.
Correct. That part of the equation is not worth getting into
right
now, but I don't think they could trade Zach LaVine if they attached a first-round pick to it.
Chicago's been trying to move Zach LaVine forever. They can't find any takers just to get off his contract. I don't even think if they attached a first-round pick, teams would take him.
I'm starting
their first-round pick should be real valuable, boys and girls.
I'm starting to think that maybe they shouldn't have signed him to that max contract.
I know.
I'm starting to think that maybe that wasn't a great idea.
We don't have time travel. I supported it at the time. I didn't like losing assets for nothing. I didn't think he was going to get worse and get hurt.
I wanted to do a sign and trade desperately at the time. But
going great, Max. Thanks for having me.
He wouldn't have agreed to it because it would have
it would have meant less.
Yeah, and the team that would have given he would have been going to would have been worse. So like he was going to get a max deal. But
we're not here to talk about the past.
That's what I'm saying. So this situation. Because they were told by ownership, you got to be competitive. Instead of getting 3 second-round picks for Drummond, you just lose him for nothing. Because they didn't, they doubled down on this thing. You re-signed Vooch and you gave Zach a max. Now you can't get rid of Zach LaVine for another bad contract and a player that you would waive. This seems like we're not good. So. I understand celebrating the pivot, even if the pivot is too late. I do.
Celebrate it as best you can. They can make the lottery with Zach.
This is like the QB2 party of celebrations. Because what you're going to get for Zach LaVine, if you can't get Andrew Wiggins and a player to waive, what are you going to get for him?
I don't care what I get for Zach LaVine. I don't care. I don't want to give up a first-round pick to get him off the roster. I don't want to do that. But I genuinely don't care what I get back. As long as it doesn't hamstring me for years to come.
How will it not?
Well, because...
Trade him for something that doesn't give up a first-round pick or doesn't hamstring you for years to come. I'll wait.
If it's Wiggins or it's something like that where it doesn't have as long a time horizon, because it only has to match for what? It only has to match for the first year of the deal.
But my point is that
it's not out there.
My point is if Golden State turned that deal down, who is saying, this contract is terrible, but it's an expiring deal. We'd love to have multiple time injured Zach LaVine.
Well, that's a different question. If there's no one out there willing to do it, then I'm not going to be able to trade that person. I'm not. But I sure as hell wish they could.
But I think they have to. Because you can't, if you bring him back and you try to rebuild value, who's he playing in front of? How is he rebuilding value? You're not playing him in front of Coby White. You're not playing him over Josh Giddey.
All right, so then we're back to trading him for I don't give a crap. I genuinely don't give a crap. I think all of their young players will be better served by not playing with Zach LaVine. They will be better by not being hamstrung to his particular brand of instinct-free, score-only basketball. They will be better off without him. Coby White has been better off without him. Patrick Williams will be better off without him. Io will be better off without him.
I know, but fine. But then the specifics of it, you are going to get back also things that are really bad and have no value.
If they have a shorter time horizon, I'm okay with that.
And if it has a similar time horizon? And
then I hope they don't make that deal.
Or they have to give a first-round pick to get out of it?
Look, I don't have the specifics of what it's going to be. I don't know. And they might just be screwed. And they're not going to just cut him and eat it like the Warriors did with CP3 because you've got multiple years and all of that. But they might be screwed because all these other teams have decided to go a different way. Detroit decided to go a different way. Detroit decided decided to try and, you know, why don't we just sign Tobias Harris rather than try and trade for a star in Zach LaVine? You know, it's like there's, I don't even know what fits are there left. So I realize that it's screaming into the void to say trade him for whatever the hell you can get. But I'm hoping they can still find a way. It's some, and I don't know that they can. I don't know that they can. Those clips that you played are freaking terrifying,
they're
man.
Real bad.
Yeah, it's real
bad. And so again, just to zoom out for a second, and then we can get into any of the specifics that you want.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
They are about to lose DeMar DeRozan for nothing, Andre Drummond for nothing, and Zach LaVine for... They will get back a contract as bad or worse, or attach a first-round pick or another asset to it to get something bad back for him. So the Zach LaVine trade, assuming it happens... Because you can't take Kobe White and Josh Giddey minutes away from them for Zach at this point. I've been saying, like, you don't want to trade a guy for 25 cents on the dollar. We might be talking about, like, 5 cents
on
the dollar.
Yeah, we might be.
Like 10 cents on the dollar.
And what you don't want is to also have to include your checkbook along with that. Like, go ahead, take my checkbook and write yourself a check. Include a draft pick
And so where I then get to, and let's be very generous and say that AK and Eversley deserve no blame, that this was all forced upon them by management.
That's too generous.
I know, but just for the hypothetical. But so why would we think... That wouldn't happen again. That, okay, they're going to allow them to take a step back for this year, and then the 25 is a good draft, and then they'll build it back up. And then in a year or two, the exact same ownership mandate to
get decent.
To win 45 games, make it to a playoff series, and sell the building out every night, which it sells out anyway. Why would I not think that type of short-term thinking is going to come back if it was here this past year for a team that we all knew was going to do nothing?
As long as the ownership remains, it probably will come back. But maybe the team building at that point will actually work out. That maybe one of the key cogs, like Lonzo Ball, doesn't get hurt and completely damage the overall vision.
Sure.
Maybe that draft pick that they get in 25 is something that enables them to put a lesser team with worse decisions around somebody that still end up with you very, very good because you got that pick. Maybe the luck of the team building actually works in your favor, whereas this time it did not. I know that's not super exciting, but that's sports with mediocre ownership. That's the way you have to hope for it to be better.
Okay. I'm just saying that is just... The full context of this teardown and selling, it's like selling at the bottom of the housing market in a recession.
I know.
When you had just like paid for a huge remodel.
It's been so miserable. Why don't you want your boy and some of the listeners to be on a bright side of this for one second
here? I'm just saying, I don't look at this as some great day for the Bulls.
It's not a great day, but it's better than the days we've been having, man.
Okay.
It's better than the emptiness of heading nowhere, of the road to nowhere that we've been on. Look, don't just look to me for good vibes, babe. Dan Bernstein really likes this, you know?
No, I know.
He's in a place where he's willing to see the possibility of where we're going.
Yeah, Mr. Vooch, he's a stud. Yeah, I know. Yeah,
I can't.
We flip. Sometimes we flip. I mean, there's the thing. Speaking of Vooch being a stud,
he's a stud.
When I saw Jalen Smith as the acquisition today, the young center they got from Indiana.
Yeah.
What, I think he's 24. And looking at his numbers, looking at his style, you know what he's not? He's not a rim protector. He's a center, okay?
He shoots.
Yeah, he's a shooter. He's Vooch replacement. To me, this is like, go ahead and get your pennies on the dollar for Vooch, or attach Vooch to Zach if you can.
That's not how it works. You can't just trade your two bad players with two bad contracts.
Big money players. No, probably not.
That is not how it works.
But you could trade Vooch alone. Like, if you can't trade Zach, then trade Vooch and give Jalen Smith those minutes and find another center who can be your possible rim protector or somebody else who can be known for defense. Because Jalen Smith, he's a 42% 3-point shooter last year on 2.4 attempts per game. This is a big who can shoot. So, and he's not great defensively. We already have one of those, theoretically, except for the can shoot part of late for Vooch. But you know what I mean? So I see that. I'm like, okay, hey, guy's 24. I'd rather give him a shot to play and to grow as opposed to Vooch. And maybe if you can't move Zach, move Vooch.
I have no problem with Jalen Smith. I think it makes sense. Big guy who can shoot, who's young, give him more minutes. I agree with you. I like it. And I think that Giddy, it works.
I can go with you to Negative Town on all these guys.
It's not about the new guys to me, man. It's about selling low on the assets that you had when I was saying two trade deadlines ago, don't extend Vooch, tear this thing down. It's not gonna work. The puzzle pieces don't fit together.
Yeah.
This is not Monday morning quarterbacking this. Like, we were doing shows together when I was like, you are on a build to nowhere, and this is nowhere. And when you wait too long in the NBA and you lose assets for nothing.
Oh, yeah, dude. No, they screwed the pooch. They waited way too long. They waited multiple deadlines. They waited multiple off seasons, without a doubt. But I'd be interested in what the listeners think in terms of, like,
we got some people chiming in.
Are you with Danny on the awfulness of the moment?
Like, is this a good moment? Because they are, I do think DeMar is gone, and I think Zach at some point will be gone somehow, and I think they're going to try to get bad. But I think people should prepare themselves for that Zach trade. What if you traded Io? Dude, teams are going to ask for Coby White to get out of Zach. Like, if
you're not going to give him that.
Okay, but I'm saying it's going to be, you want to keep your top 10 pick this year and get terrible? No, we want that.
We're not going to let you do that.
Like, it's these are going to be tough conversations.
I want to go dance with Coby White.
Yeah, I'd like to too.
Is this a good moment?
Is this a good moment?
I think it is.
Okay. It's a low bar for good. Better than it's been is not good.
Have you seen the local sports landscape?
Okay, better than it's been does not mean good. Better than it's been does not mean good. Shad's on the south side. He's on the score. What up, Shad?
Yo, what's up, fellas? Shad. Good to hear from you, man. My two favorite guys in the afternoon.
We're hearing you, but go on.
Hey.
Thanks for coming, Shad.
Hey, look, my pleasure. Look, I called a couple weeks back, and initially I was kind of setting myself up for this summer to kind of be like, okay, I'm going to give AK and Everson an opportunity to kind of redo what they had an agenda for. Because, like, I liked what they initially had in terms of a scope of team building. The problem is that the injuries show that they don't have a pivot. You know, what they're doing now is what we've seen in the past as Bulls fans. You know, for me, Matas, how do you pronounce his last name? So that I don't want to come off, you know.
Matas Bezelis. Mm-hmm.
It sounds like Nocioni when you break down his profile. Now, I get that he has a high upside, but if you look at Giddy, reeks of Kirk Heinrich. We couldn't find a comparable for Coby White because the only thing that I can legitimately come up with was Ben Gord. This looks like the Baby Bulls. Jalen Smith, a stretch four. Like, I've seen this, man. I don't want to say that I'm happy because it's better than
And you're saying you liked that team.
No. What I'm saying is from a fan standpoint, it's something that I can actually watch. What we've been watching the last 2 years has not been basketball. Hasn't been basketball. Okay. I've had more fun in my bathroom when I had to take a bowel movement. Okay? So my question is that if we want to really look at this as Bulls fans, do they have a real pivot, meaning that with the opportunity next year with a franchise player coming available, can they actually go against what this history of this organization has done, which is move before it's time to? Because even though you don't have a Zach LaVine piece, that actually is worth anything. If you pair up some of those pieces, you can actually come out looking good on the other end, guys.
Thanks, Shad
is the best. While I disagreed with every single one of those player comparisons, deep to my core in terms of skill set and profile.
Kirk Heinrich is offended that you said that Giddey defends like him.
Right, exactly. Like, I just disagree with all of it. I adore Shad's passion, and what I really adore is this seems like something I could watch. I'm like, man, there we go. That bar, that low bar is just right there. There's a lot of different ways to call it, but it does seem like something you could watch. Hey, look at these kids. What are they doing?
All right. Well,
that's interesting.
Okay.
Lower.
Yeah, that's where the bar is. Exactly. But that doesn't mean it's good. Like a new direction, that is better than it's been in a couple of years, probably. That's too many qualifiers for me to celebrate this moment.
And if I were the Bulls PR, I would take Shad's comparison of taking a dump to the last couple of years of basketball. I would run with that and some sort of marketing thing. No longer will you feel like you're taking a dump.
Parkins and Spiegel on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.